On January 16, 1913, almost unnoticed among the many arrivals and departures in New York's harbor, a transatlantic steamer, the SS Chicago, quietly tied up at a pier on the Hudson River. From its hold, a strange assortment of boxes was added to the cargo piling up in the dockside warehouse, a fragile collection of crates that would soon change the course of art history. Stenciled on the crates were names mostly unknown to the American public: Cézanne, Matisse, Picasso, Picabia, Duchamp. The shipment rounded out a total of more than 300 paintings and sculptures. They had originated in Europe and were consigned to a Mr. Arthur B. Davies in care of a cavernous military armory on Lexington Avenue in Manhattan. Their safe arrival was met with a huge sigh of relief from Davies and a small band of artists known as the Association of American Painters and Sculptors. Barely 2 years old, the fledgling society had evolved out of frustration with the rigid jury policies of the staid old National Academy of Design, the unassailable arbiter of art and taste. Davies, a noted artist in his own right and a born leader, had been chosen to head the group. In a burst of enthusiastic hubris, the young group decided to mount an exhibition of their own works and those of their like-minded peers. They made it clear that they wanted an inclusive exhibition, not just the old guard. They had no wish to offend the Academy, but it was time for a change. Formerly called the International Exhibition of Modern Art, the chosen venue for the show was the 69th Regiment Armory in New York, prompting the name by which it would go down in history.